This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company, from America for America.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Happy Thursday, everybody. Carson Anderson, 97.1 The Ticket. Still hanging on to my hopes that I'll get a Thursday mow in today. No rain, crossing fingers. It looks like it could rain, but it doesn't appear like there's a great chance for rain. So, Anyway, hoping to get Thursday mow execution done. In the meantime, talking a little Tigers here, 248-539-9797. Let's go to Mike. You're on 97.1 The Ticket. Hi, Mike.
Hey, I'm drinking the Kool-Aid, and I see a lot of parallels between the 2006 Tigers and the 2025 Tigers. You know, let's just start off with JV. You know, JV, we got Skubal. You know, in 2006, we had a crafty old pitcher, Kenny Rogers. Now we've got Flaherty. Of course, Granderson, you know, was just a class act. And I think Riley Green is just class, every which way. And then, of course, you know, you're looking at our coaching and you go, Jimmy. And honest to God, I'll take Hinch over Jimmy. I like this team a lot. And do you see these parallels?
So, Mike, we did a little bit of this last week, and it wasn't
sorry.
No, it's okay. It's all right. It wasn't like apples to apples. There were some different ways that they acquired players. But there are similarities in the team that's getting put on the field. They're probably less similar in how they were put together, but I could see it because that's team they put on the field in 2006. They had a couple of star players.
Yeah, but JV wasn't the JV that we came to know and love. JV was in his rookie season, and he wasn't nearly as good as Tarek Skubal is right now in 2006.
Absolutely, and I was kind of jumping to JV, you know, 2012, 2013, you know, when he was must-see JV. You're right, absolutely. Six was basically his rookie year. He had his one appearance on 2005, 4th of July. So, yes, you're right.
Yeah, but I mean, that team had some guys you're like, who is it? What?
Yeah.
Marcus Timms and Craig Monroe both had, you know, pretty good seasons with the Tigers that year, and I don't think people were really counting on those guys.
Who's going to be our Sean Casey?
All right.
Sorry, I interrupted you. We weren't counting on those guys.
It's fine. But that's another name, right? And it's an acquisition that they made to bring in some veteran presence. And is that Gleyber Torres? You know, that type of player? I don't know that 06 team, but that's where Polanco is, right?
Yeah,
and Carlos Guillen, both of those guys came from other organizations.
Good players,
yeah,
good players, but nobody was.
Yeah,
like,
but they weren't like studs. Like, I mean, at the time, that was the era of the shortstop back then, and we had Carlos Guillen, who was good.
Yep,
but Carlos Guillen wasn't putting up A-Rod numbers or doing what other players were doing there. I mean, he was. He was very good for this team. And it was that team was so solid. That team didn't have many weak spots on it. So that from that standpoint, I get it.
Zach McKinstry has been a pleasant surprise. Playing almost every day and still hitting .272 with 46 RBIs. Was ready to consider cutting him last year. That's from an unnamed texter. Phil and Wixom.
Phil.
Gleyber Torres is my pleasant surprise. Unnamed texter, sign me up for Dylan Dingler. I took my kids to a Mudhens game last year and told them to watch out for this kid. His catching ability is nearly elite, and if they could just find a way to get him to hit a little bit better, he will be a massive asset. Well, he's been really damn good and has earned more opportunity here. That is for sure. All right, you probably heard during the updates that Golf Digest came out with its top 100 public courses. Plenty of Michigan love. Plenty of Michigan love. As you might imagine, 8 Michigan courses made the top 100 public golf courses in the country. So Arcadia Bluffs, the Bluffs course at 16, Forest Dunes and Ross Common at 37, Arcadia Bluffs, the South course at 53, Gray Walls at Marquette Golf Club in Marquette, 55, The Loop Black in Roscommon, 63. The Loop Red in Roscommon at 68. Tullymore in Stanwood is 70. And Bay Harbor, the Links and Quarry, 100. First of all, would you know enough about any of those to say that they are either over or underrated?
I don't. I've played a couple of those courses. I've played Bay Harbor. And I've played Arcadia, the Bluffs course. I have not played the South course. I want to.
Do you?
Oh, yeah.
It looks so boring to me.
It looks interesting to me is what it looks. Okay. With the square greens, it's a totally different style of golf. It's like a European style golf or looking British Open style. I'd love to play it at least once just to see what it's like. Mm-hmm. I know people that have, and they say it's pretty cool. So I'd like to try that one out. And look, the tried and true is the Bluffs course is fantastic. It's beautiful.
Yep.
You can't get a better setting than that. You got a view of the water on most of the holes.
It's like 1, 2, and maybe 3. I think 3 you can see. 1 and 2, I don't think you can see the water.
And maybe you're going away from the water.
And maybe 10.
10, correct. Yeah, kind of.
But
yeah.
It's
start the back 9, yeah.
It's insane.
But it's just beautiful. It's gorgeous. And Bay Harbor is amazing.
Yep. What's funny is I love the preserve. I'm a preserve guy because I like
three
golf.
Nines.
Yes. And it was Lynx Quarry that made it, not
Lynx Preserve.
Or Quarry Preserve. I love the preserve because I like golfing that carves through the woods. I just like that style of golf.
No, all three nines are beautiful. And the Lynx course is usually the part that everybody's going to play and then go off to the other two because people want to be able to see the water. And that's what the Lynx course gets to do. It's great. But the courses like Tullymore and The Loop and stuff like that, I haven't done. I'd like to. Some of those are more resorts, and I haven't had that chance. But yeah, these are all the public courses. Is that what it says?
Yep.
Okay. So yeah, there's definitely courses on my list I'd like to see. And what's amazing about this is that you and I both know courses we've played throughout the state, whether it's up north or out west or wherever, that we love that are not on this list.
Sure.
So that's why I'm dying to see some of these other courses, because you're going to tell me that one of these courses is better than, say, Arthur Hills at Boyne. Okay.
So this is
show me how and show me why.
This is what we're going to do here is what should make this list. Okay. If you were to do a top 100 courses list, what from Michigan would you make your list? And I want this to be very specific to you. You don't need to say, well, it's a Fazio design and the green complexes are immaculate and it's a challenging layout. We don't need any of that talk. Blah, blah, blah. Just for you, what would be one of your favorites that would make your top 100 list? Because you mentioned the Arthur Hills at Boyne Highlands.
That's more your course, but I love the course. It's beautiful.
It's, I mean, there's just everything about it. There's so many holes on that course where I just pull up to the tee box and I look out. God, I love this hole.
Well, I mean, in relation to that for Arthur Hills, for me, it has one hole that sells the entire rest of the 18 holes.
13.
Yeah, the elevated tee box that is, I think it's 100 feet above where the landing area is. And they have so many different tee areas that you can tee off of. You know, they have like 5 sets of tees. And each one of them, yes, you're going lower and lower once you get to the forward tees, but it's still a pretty good drop off. Mm-hmm. And the view is spectacular. You feel like you can just hit this ball a mile And it's just the most beautiful setting. It's that hole sells the entire course, and it's a great course throughout.
It is incredible. 248-539-9797. What would make your list? And give us a reason why or what you like about it. Another good one you and I have both played is Hidden River in Brutus, Michigan,
yep,
which is really kind of different styles of golf. You know, first three holes feel like Florida golf. The next six holes feel like European golf, and the back nine feels like up north Michigan golf. Yeah. But I love that course. So, I mean, everybody's going to have their favorites.
Yeah, there's two others to mind for me. And one is just, you're asking why, right?
It's
not the most beautiful course, but I love Chestnut Valley up in Boyne because it's a simple course. You know what it is? Yet it's beautiful. It's cut into the woods. Mm-hmm. It has some great views, but it's not terribly challenging, so you're having fun. It's just, to me, that's like the ultimate recreation course to go with your friends, just have a good time. You know, it's not too, you don't have to be too competitive. Let's have some beers, get on the course, enjoy it, love it. And the other one is out in South Lyon, I believe, and that's Moose Ridge. Love Moose Ridge. Why? Because Moose Ridge makes me feel like I'm up north.
It does. This might be just me, because I'm going to say something that might not be true, but it's true for me. It's a damn tough course.
It is a tough course.
Yeah, sometimes I think, no, every time you play there, you just played like Hmong. But that's a damn tough course.
But I do enjoy Moose Ridge because it makes me feel like I'm up north and yet I'm, you know, 45 minutes away.
248-539-9797. The top 100 public golf course list has come out, according to Golf Digest. 8 Michigan courses made the list. We read them off to you. What would be something that's not on this list that you would put on the list just for you? And again, it could be just because you play well there. It could be because the Bloody Marys are off the charts.
Right.
It could be because all the landing areas open up wide and it's easy.
The bathrooms are good.
It could be because the landing areas are narrow and it's hard. Like whatever.
Yeah, whatever floats your boat.
Whatever it is for you. 248-539-9797. 97 won the ticket. Doug Karsh, Scott Anderson, 97 won the ticket, talking about this list that came out, top 100 public golf courses in America, and the state of Michigan got 8 of them on there. And we mentioned them, I'll do it again real quick. Both Arcadia Bluffs course, the Bluffs and the South course made it at 16 and 53. Forest Dunes at 37. Gray Walls and Marquette at 55. The Loop, the Black and the Red at 63 and 68. Tullymore at 70. And Bay Harbor, the Lynx and Quarry at 100. What would be on your list? And look, it could be for whatever reason you want. Like if you're a really hardcore golfer and you appreciate all the tradition of the game and you're way into how they're built and all that, you could tell us what should have been on this list. Because I have a feeling that this list isn't probably put together by somebody who sees the game through the same prism as me. I mean, like you're one of your favorites is Chestnut Valley.
Yeah. Would never be on a list like this.
No. Would it make the top 50 in Michigan? Would it make the top 20 in Michigan? Probably not.
I don't know if it'd make top 50, but yeah. I love it.
Yep. 248-539-9797. I like it too. Let's go to Tim in Sterling Heights here on 97.1. Hi, Tim.
Hi, guys. You know, I'm not a big golfer, but I do go up north quite a lot. And a family golf lot. So I've actually hit all 8 of those courses that you mentioned.
Really?
Yeah, and I like elevation changes, you know, the prettiness of the Mount Hilly stuff. But the South Course, Arcadia's flat, it just didn't look cool to me. The Loop, I've played probably 5 times because my nephew loves it. And I just don't love it. It's hard to stay on the greens. They're just fast and hard. You bounce right off the ground. So I don't love that. But yeah, well, maybe it's because I haven't shot that bad on it, but it's just hard.
Yep.
But Cedar River and Hidden Lake River?
Yeah.
Cedar River is my favorite, and then there's a Hidden River Casting Club. I love both of those.
Where's Cedar River?
That's at Shoshani.
Oh, you know, so, like, that's, yeah. Okay, Shanty Creek, right?
Yeah. So I love that one a lot, and that's the one I try to play the most when I'm up there. I have played Chestnut, and I do like that one quite a lot. That kind of fits what I like, you know.
It's just fun.
Yeah, your call on, you mentioned the casting club at Hidden River. When you're playing that ninth hole and there's a fly fisherman out in their little creek behind us, that's a cool scene, man.
Is that that par three that goes straight down,
yeah.
right?
Yeah, it's like a 70-foot drop. Yeah, it's awesome.
Before COVID, they had a great restaurant there, and you sit on the balcony, and you look at where the fly fisher dudes are. I heard they lost the chef, and it wasn't the same. I haven't been back lately for that, but what a beautiful place.
No, it is really nice. Hey, thank you, Tim. 248-539-9797. Chrissy and Pontiac on 97 on the ticket. Hi, Chrissy.
Hey there. How are you doing?
Good. We're great.
I love Shepherd's Hollow because it is a feeling of up north.
Yep.
It's got just absolutely beautiful scenery. The holes are cut perfectly by my husband.
Oh, nice.
The greens are nice.
They have 27 holes there. They're three sets of nine, and it's up north, and yet it's right there in Clarkston.
Exactly. It's just gorgeous. And I'm not a big golfer. I do like the restaurant. but, you know, I'm one of those that plays once in a while when somebody needs a body. But
it's a great course.
It's just beautiful.
Yeah,
so we'll go from there.
I love the description. I play when somebody needs a body, just a warm body. Right. Roll them out there.
Chrissy will play. You.
Yeah.
She's warm.
That's great.
The other thing about Shepherd's Hollow, every time I played there, wildlife.
Really?
Every time. Whether it's a deer walking across or some kind of exotic bird, every time.
They have exotic birds?
Well, something you wouldn't normally, whether it's a turkey, I don't know if a turkey's an exotic bird, but something that you would not normally see. Yeah, Kang's out. I've seen fox out there. It's a great place.
I apologize if some of these ticket texts are not real courses, Doug, because I don't know all these courses.
Oh, God.
And I feel like people make them up. Like, honestly, it's like...
Could be.
Crooked Stream Hills. I if that could be real, I don't know. Just letting you know.
Okay.
All the golf courses names like this?
Well, so you just sent these over?
Yeah.
So now what you've done...
Now you've invited it. Yeah, thanks, Kang.
And here it comes. Like, I think all of these are real. Okay?
You do?
Yes. But just buckle up for what you're about to get. Because you basically cleared these people to land.
You screwed up.
So go ahead and land the plane, people. We may as well take them.
Are these casinos or are these golf courses?
Here we go. Mike says Pilgrim's Run in Pearson, Michigan is awesome.
That's a real one? Pilgrim's Run?
Yes.
Okay.
The Arthur Hills course at Boyne may be the best, may have the best hole in Michigan, number 13. That's Mike.
100%.
Josh in Petoskey says the monument at Boyne Mountain, very underrated, great downhill golfing. Those Boyne Mountain courses are always way cheaper than Boyne Highlands, and I love them.
And they have the two courses there,
right? Yeah, the Alpine and the Monument. I think it's the Alpine and the Monument, but whatever. Bedford Valley in Southwest Michigan. I'm not familiar with that.
Don't know.
The Grand Golf Club, beautiful up north style in Jackson. Real place. Coyote Preserve in Heartland. It's from Justin.
I played Coyote. Very nice.
Crooked Tree has to be on the list. This is from an unnamed texter. Crooked Tree is the awesome Bay Harbor alternative.
Yeah, it's just the other side of the street.
It's just the other side of the street. You don't see the water on some of the holes. Probably only like four or five, actually.
Yeah, it's like coming back to the clubhouse, you'll see some of it.
But it's a great Bay Harbor alternative. Basically, by that, I'm saying it's affordable and get a tee.
It's a lot cheaper than Bay Harbor. Yep. Yes. The issue I had with Crooked Tree was the greens seem so unfair.
Okay.
They're so good and so fast that you're just not used to
it. I get that. I had that love-hate relationship with a course I went back to over and over, and now it's gone and it'll never come back, and that is Little Traverse Bay. Little Traverse Bay was so beautiful, and you get to the green and you couldn't two-putt.
No.
They'd say everything breaks towards the water, and I'm like, okay, A, I don't see any water. I don't know where the water is.
Right.
It broke.
There's no view of the water there.
So anyway, I would put the Dream in West Branch on the list. It's absolutely stunning course. That's from Reno.
I have played the Dream.
Mm-hmm.
It's very nice. Cut right into the woods off of 75.
Yep. Scott writes in, there's a great way to tell if a course is special. If you play like crap and still have a great day.
That's true.
That's a great way to put it.
That's true, which is what happens when I play Arcadia.
Mm-hmm. 248-539-9797. Top 100 public golf courses. 8 from Michigan got mentioned. What would make your list that didn't make it? We go to Kurt in Ann Arbor. Hi, Kurt.
How you doing?
Great.
All right.
Good. Hey, if you guys ever got up to Leelanau Peninsula and played Bailey Farms, it's fantastic. It's one of those courses where it's just, again, the views, the elevation changes. It's beautiful.
Have not had the opportunity.
I've not. Nope.
Yeah. And then right down the street from that is Manitou Passage, which is another great course. So, yeah, a buddy of mine's got a place up. Well, he had a place up in the Homestead in up at Glen Arbor. So we would play those two courses. And then on the way over, we'd also play the one. I keep forgetting the name of it, but it's a great value for the money. It's where the old ski hill used to be up there that closed down.
Is that like north of Traverse City?
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah, I can't think of the name of that place either, but I do know that there was that ski hill that did close down, so they've got golf there now, huh? From an unnamed texter, Morningwood Golf Course is so fun to play.
I don't know if I trust that.
Dildo Ridge for the length of the holes.
What's wrong with you? What?
It's two words.
Doug!
Come on. Somebody likes Bushwood.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of casino-style games like bingo, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate. Then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Wow. Shots fired. What?
You knew this was coming.
Yeah, but I mean, you knew this was coming.
248-539-9797. Mike in Torch Lake. Hi, Mike.
Hey, guys.
Hey, Mike.
Hey, my son was on the youth tour for several years. I caddied for him on Kapalua, Pinehurst, you know, all those.
Wow. My favorite. Okay, I want to hear this story, but we got a terrible cell connection. I want to hear what you had to say.
All right, so yeah, you said you caddied for him all the great courses, but what about the state of Michigan?
Yeah, Cedar River up in the Shandy Creek complex.
Yeah.
Cut out of the woods, just beautiful.
Is
nothing
right?
Better coming down. Yeah, beautiful.
Very cool. And you got to caddy for your... I'm assuming you played Cedar River and didn't caddy Cedar River.
I play Cedar River all the time. Yeah, absolutely.
I got to get out there. I see that name coming in a lot here.
Yeah, maybe played soon.
248-539-9797. Ed in Clarkston. Hi, Ed.
Hi, how's it going?
Great.
Good.
One of my favorite courses is in Southwest Michigan called Bella Vista. It used to be the Blackberry Patch.
Yeah.
That's an awesome golf course.
Okay.
And my favorite of all time, though, is the Bluffs in Arcadia. But I was really disappointed to find out that that course is all man-made.
Meaning?
Have you guys ever played up there?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay, it used to be just a flat piece of land to the bluffs, all wooded, and all the hills and sand dunes and all that. They brought it all in. I was talking to the groundskeeper up there. The bunkers were made with either an eighth, quarter, half, or full stick of dynamite.
And really?
Yeah, I thought that was a natural formation up there. No, it was all brought in and
I don't know. I got to tell you, I don't think that deters me at all from the course.
You know, I hear what you're saying, Ed. I'm surprised by that news that they carved that out. I'm with Gator. I still think I'll like it.
Oh, I do too. I love that golf course.
Fair enough.
But if you've ever played the South course up there, that's what the landscaping was, just flat.
Interesting. Yeah.
So, yeah, but the views up there are spectacular.
Well, the South must be something special because it made this list. My drive passed by it. I'm like, yeah. Kenny writes in, Hidden Valley Ranch is a great course.
Sounds tasty.
Delicious.
It's Carson Anderson, 97.1 The Ticket. Phone calls in a moment. Gator, you wrote in your show sheet, hey, guess who still hasn't decided what he wants to do while teams are starting their OTA workouts?
Can you guess?
Is it Aaron Rodgers?
Oh, my God. Has he not picked a team yet, or he's not decided if he's going to keep playing football or not? Wow. Aaron Rodgers? Really?
What I can't understand is why Pittsburgh is hanging on to this.
I don't know if they are anymore. I mean, Terry Bradshaw just came out and totally ripped the idea of him playing for the Steelers at this point. I mean, you're going into OTAs, right? All these teams have these practices. You got 10 practices you can do in the next month. Be a great time if you're going to be the starting quarterback for the team to let the team know so that you can be a part of those practices. But who knows? Look, Aaron Rodgers is just, he's a drama queen at this point. I don't care if he plays or not. I'd kind of like him not to play anymore. Just that the teams freeze him out and say, you're not worth it. You're not worth the drama because that's what you are at this point.
Mm-hmm.
And let him go ahead and retire. He was a Hall of Famer. He was awesome. He really was. But he is, I think, not destroyed his legacy, but he has really eaten away and eroded at his legacy over the last few years on how he's handled situations. Specifically from the moment that the Packers went out and drafted Jordan Love, from that moment on, he changed.
So there's a couple things here. One is between Favre and Rodgers, it has me worried about Jordan Love's on and off the field decisions later in his career because it might be a Packer thing. Two is you really do find out a lot more about somebody in terms of their team first or are they really a character guy? Because both Favre and Rodgers melted down when their heir apparent was drafted, which is clearly the Packer way. Jordan Love will probably do this thing, but they're running themselves the same way, and they probably won't be. Probably different people. But you're talking about, like, when everything's going great, you might seem like the biggest team guy ever. And then when suddenly he's a threat to you, you're not as much of a team guy. You're a little bit more, like, that's really telling to me. And both Rodgers and Favre have, like, post-Packer careers have been meltdowns on and off the field. Like, Rodgers is
and there's
he's out there.
Look, there's nothing wrong. If he was upset because they drafted the heir apparent, there's nothing wrong with being upset by that and use that as fuel. And he did. And he won, what, two MVPs after that, right?
Yeah.
But then to not go to, like, OTAs and mini camps and work with your team when you're bringing a whole new influx of people, new players to this team, changing things over, and you decide not to do that, that's no bueno. Then you move on to another organization and you do the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I understand that you may not want to mentor the next quarterback, and that's fine. You know, Joe Montana didn't want to mentor Steve Young. When the Niners decided that they were going to go with Steve Young, Montana's like, fine, I still got plenty left in me. I'm going to go play. And he went to Kansas City and still played really well. I get that. There'll be plenty of quarterbacks that don't want a mentor. But you can still be a good teammate to the guys that you're not competing with for that spot. But it's your job to be the starting quarterback and work with these new players and get them ready to go.
You can feel how you want about Aaron Rodgers now. Clearly, he's, you know, a lot of people feel different from him now than they did when he was in the, you know, the middle of his prime with the Packers. But this situation with the Steelers, I put 100% blame on the Steelers.
Yeah.
I cannot believe that this organization, this type of organization, is letting this go on this long. Like, right now, you may say, oh yeah, they don't want Rodgers. Really? Because their quarterback room is Mason Rudolph, Will Howard, and Skylar Thompson right now. They are more than desperate at 2 a.m. at the bar. They're following this chick to the parking lot. Like, this is like, what are we
hoping not to get arrested?
Yeah, like, what are they waiting for? Just say, we've moved on. But clearly they haven't. They're still, I think the owner or somebody was asked recently, how much longer? And they said, whatever it takes or something like that. We'll let you know. Like, I feel like they're still holding out for hope for Rodgers. But why?
I don't know. It is just not like the Steelers. I've watched them and been envious of the way that they've operated for years. Just so weird. So weird. So un-Steeler-like. It doesn't seem like Tomlin would want the guy.
But no, it doesn't. And who knows? Maybe they don't. Maybe this whole thing is being blown out of proportion by the media about Pittsburgh's actual interest in this thing. Because I mean, there's been no talk of it for a couple of weeks, and I saw something the other day, the Steelers interested in talking with the Falcons about Kirk Cousins, and of course that would make a ton of sense, but that's if you think Pittsburgh's got this team ready to go for the playoffs. Not sure they do.
248-539-9797. Anyway, let's move on. We go to Mike in Wayne. You're on 97 on the ticket. Hi, Mike.
Hi, guys. How you doing today?
What's up?
I was probably early 90s. Either one of you been to Drummond Island?
No.
I have not.
It's a course called The Rock. And it's got to be like an eighth of a mile between each hole. Every hole is independent. And you see deer running around. Just a fabulous place up north.
You're saying, wow, it's quite a distance between each hole on the course.
That's one hell of a footprint.
You know, that sounds to me a little bit like, and not the whole course is like that, but Harbor Shores, where they do a lot on the west side of the state, where they do a lot of the, they have like an event on a senior tour out there. They've hosted the Senior Open out there a number of times. It's a beautiful course. Right. Jack Nicklaus started it years ago. And it's very much the same thing. You just keep, it's such a long cart ride from one hole to the next, but you're going through like this nature preserve. It's pretty cool.
That's awesome.
Right. And, you know, to get to Drummond Island, you got to get on the ferry.
Yeah. Well, that's interesting. I'm just looking at the footprint here. It does look really cool. And it is a commitment. We were talking about that because of the top 100 public courses list was released. 248-539-9797. Who we got next here? Brian, you're on 97 on the ticket. Hi, Brian.
Hey, guys, how we doing?
What's up?
All right.
Good. Hey, so a couple spots. Grand Rapids, just north of Grand Rapids, there's a couple courses, one called Pilgrim's Run and the other called Diamond Springs. And Mike DeVries did them both. And DeVries is the guy that did Gray Walls and Kingsley Club. So really great golf just north of Grand Rapids, those two places. And then kind of dovetailing on the Crooked Tree Arcadia alternative, Bay Harbor alternative, down the street from Arcadia, there's Pinecroft and Champions Hill, both owned by the same family up there, and they are awesome to bookend either before or after an Arcadia trip. So
have you played?
Those are great.
You said Champions Hill is the other one?
Champions Hill and Pinecroft. Yeah, they're like around the corner from each other, and it's the same family owns both courses. And, you know, the conditioning isn't going to be like Arcadia, but up and down the side of these hills and, you know, sneak a little bit of view of the lake. And it's, you know, easy on the wallet and, you know, a good tune-up or you know, cool-down from...
Yeah, I think I played Pinecroft before.
Yeah, you guys, when you did your golf trip, you did a lot of...
Yeah, because we were over by Arcadia where we would camp out, and then we would play a number of the different courses at Crystal Mountain over in that area. There used to be the
how's course. That? Those always look nice.
Crystal Mountain's pretty nice. Yeah. It's cut there in the woods and in the ski trails.
All right,
and
you're
stuff.
Lying. Crystal Mountains is a water company, right? Stop it, guys. You don't have to get in on the joke either.
No, it really is a place, Kang.
But there's the other one. It used to be Bear Lake Golf Club, and now I think it's called Wolf River Golf Park. That was kind of nice. You wouldn't expect it's right off the freeway. Like, oh, what's this place going to be like? And then once you get into it, like, wow, it's actually pretty nice.
I like the name.
Wolf River?
Yeah. 248-539-9797. You want to give us a course that would make your top 10, your top 100 if you were to put the list together. I did get a little heads up from someone.
Yeah?
Their politics play a role in this list. A lot of political wrangling to make the top 100 list.
How so?
I don't know. I just, you know, some courses might have
lobbied.
Yeah.
That doesn't surprise me.
Yeah. Cause if you get that, you know, you advertise more traffic that way, right?
Sure.
Made the top 100 list. Sucked to be number 101, wouldn't it? Damn it. Just missed out.
The next 100. Well, they usually do a list of the next 100.
Do they?
Yeah.
248-539-9797. All right. A proposal and a change that might come to a sport. A quote from a man who runs it. We will get to that today at 146 here on Carson Anderson on 97.1 The Ticket. Hey, Michigan Auto Law, auto accident attorneys. Look, they specialize only in auto and truck accidents. And because of that, they have the largest auto accident settlement and largest truck accident settlement of any lawyer or law firm in Michigan. Michigan Auto Law has been in business for over 50 years. There are over 2,000 reviews on their website from real people that they've helped in Michigan. So visit the website, Michigan Auto Law, the law firm that puts people over everything. Visit autolaw.com. That's autolaw.com.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of casino-style games like bingo, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate. Then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Doug Carr, Scott Anderson, 97.1 The Ticket. Open lines 248-539-9797. On Twitch, they just asked the question, who'd be the best golfer of our air staff? Which has changed quite a bit. And it won't be, Mike nor Rico don't play, right?
No.
Rieger's pretty bad.
He's improved.
Yeah.
Yeah. Wojo doesn't really play.
No. Jansen doesn't really play.
I don't think Costa plays.
So is it you, me, or Rieger?
Yeah, because Caputo doesn't play.
Yeah.
Anymore. Used to. He'll tell you about it.
Yeah.
Apparently, you speak pretty good.
I remember once I played, like when I first started at the station, and I played the U of M golf course, and I shot a 114, which is just dreadful. And I mentioned it on the air, and Caputo burst in the studio. 114, 114. I could kick the ball around that course in less than 114. But.
Yeah, well, look, we've all had our moments. I haven't played a ton of golf in the last couple of years. I've yet to get out there this year.
Me either.
That I'd really like to. Because I feel like I'm mentally prepared to be a much better golfer than what I am, but you got to get the physical part to match up with that.
Oh, yeah. My want to.
Yeah.
My want to be a good golfer is very high.
I think I have all these good swing thoughts and good ideas and course management and all that, but when it comes to actually playing.
I have insane confidence. I'm going to go play. I'm going to play well today. What do you mean? You don't just decide you're going to play well.
You know, sometimes the club just feels good in your hand. And you have the confidence. You ever had that? You just, I know I'm going to stripe this ball. It's so rare.
Yeah. But then every once in a while, you get on a heater and you're like, wait, did I just go par, par, par?
Right. Next thing you know, you shoot an uncharacteristic 86 and like, here we go. Mm-hmm. I can play this game. Yeah, I'm not very good. But I typically shoot in the low 90s.
Yeah,
typically.
I'm 95, 96, 97. Point one. Anyway, yeah.
Chicken.
So Charlie Baker runs the NCAA, is in Orlando for the Big 12 spring meetings. And they're talking expansion to the postseason for basketball. Apparently expansion could take place for this coming March Madness. So whatever it is, like 10 months from now, they're talking about going to 72 or 76 games, 76 teams, excuse me, which would be 71 and 75 games total. But what this would essentially do is expand the play-in round from its current 4 games to either 8 games or 12 games. So if it goes to 76 teams making March Madness, 52 will be guaranteed spots on Thursday. And Tuesday and Wednesday, there would be, in that case, 12 play-in games, which sadly, they probably wouldn't have room for all of them in Dayton, Scott. They might have to find another site other than Dayton to play those play-in games. And look, I think when the bottom line and the goal of every league now is to maximize profits, unquestionably that is what drives these decisions, then this makes sense. More games, more TV games to sell, more revenue. To hell with talking about whether or not Team 76 actually deserves to be in the tournament at the end to win a national championship. In fact, I go so far as to argue, I would make all the teams that are playing those play-in games be the last of the bubble teams. And all the small, or you call them crap conferences, they start on Thursday, but make the bubble teams play to get in instead of making the crap conference champions play in those opening games. Because I think it would be just better basketball if you get all the bubble teams, which would not all be big names, but basically a group of teams that would be in the NIT would now be playing in these games. But, you know, it's talk about something we don't need. Now,
oh, hell, why don't we just have all 300 and something teams eligible?
Well,
play? Let's do that.
At some point, that's your big ticket item. That's where you make the most money. And the weird thing is, right now, because of the way things are going, athletic departments need the money to pay the players. So there are revenue streams being opened up everywhere you can think of. It's why ticket prices have skyrocketed and continue. They're not coming down anytime soon. In fact, they're probably going to they're going to have more suites.
Well, the other thing is the basketball might just actually benefit from this with having more good teams, because if you have more players staying in school, because of the NIL opportunities, which we're seeing players back out of the draft left and right now, which return to school.
Actually kind of cool.
Yeah.
If you like the college game,
sure.
Which I do.
Then you're going to see what could be more competitive basketball all throughout, which means more parity and less the haves and not more have not. So I'm intrigued by what's happening with the NIL situation. I don't love the idea of expanding this tournament. I don't like the play-in stuff anyway. So you tell me they're thinking about 72 and 76 teams. Good God, that's a lot of teams. Just wake me up when the first round starts.
Well, I mean, you've never liked the play-in games and barely even acknowledge that they exist. But
teams trying to get into the tournament. Wake me up when the tournament starts.
Yeah, this is his joke.
It's a Thursday.
The fact is that this is what we'd be getting, is we'd just be getting way more play-in games. But they've got to pay players.
Right, but then what's that going? Like, I'm starting to agree. Each year I'm getting more and more disdain for the Big Ten tournament. It means nothing, you know? The only way the Big Ten tournament matters is if a team that wasn't going to get into the tournament wins the tournament. Otherwise, the teams are pretty well set that they're going to be in there, and then it might be for some seeding because, hey, maybe, you know, Wisconsin went on a run, went 4-0 in the tournament, and they improved their stock from being a 5 seed to a 3 seed. You know, that's the kind of stuff that happens. It's that jockeying. But it's not moving a team typically that has no shot in getting into the tournament to now getting in there. It
really very rarely impacts your seed. I know Michigan fans are really worked up about that because they won the Big Ten tournament and they were still didn't get a great seeding. You know, what it really comes down to is it's a really fun event. and that is almost it.
Sure, it is a fun event, but I mean, when you already have a Big Ten champion, you already have a conference champion, and then now you're going to do a conference tournament after that, it seems stupid.
Well, I mean, it's about to happen. It might be happening in football too. They might add postseason conference games. Postseason conference games for tournament bids. I'm sure you haven't been paying attention because I know this, you hate this stuff. And I think most people do, but
you start getting into 15, 16, 17 game schedules for college football.
Well,
you're starting to lose me. But then again, at the same time, we're paying the players now like the professionals, and they're less and less the student athletes. So it's totally different.
So what you're going to see in college, what the Big Ten and SEC are pushing is they want the automatic bid thing. They want four teams from every conference. And the way the four teams would be determined is, get this, Scott, 1 and 2 play. The winner gets the better seed in the postseason college football playoff. 3 plays 6, 4 plays 5. They're playing for the 2 more guaranteed spots in each conference. So that means your goal, like you're trying to finish in the top 6 of the Big Ten to make it. They did the math on that, and we would have had like Illinois and Iowa playing games to get into the college football playoff. So, I mean, but they're... those conferences then can sell those games. So the Big Ten and the SEC say, if we get 4 guaranteed spots, we get to sell 2 more postseason games that would generate TV revenue. And like we said, squeeze every penny out, because now they got to pay players. It was bad before. In terms of why decisions are made, it's only going to get worse. Here's Mike Stone.
Hello.
Hi, Mike. How are you? I'm great.
Hello, Stoney.
What's up, Gator? How you doing?
Doing well.
Yeah. I'm in for Rico today, so what's going on?
We're just excited.
Yeah.
You know, this Tiger team keeps winning. Another series sweep against a good baseball team.
Mm-hmm.
Getting timely hitting.
So weird.
They're not flashy about it. They just get the job done.
It's crazy. We tried to come up with a term to describe them other than grit. It's really hard. It's way harder than you'd think.
Yeah. How would I describe this?
I know. We had a million suggestions.
Yeah, but, sure.
I mean, they're resilient. They're, I don't know, they're workmanlike. They all know their roles. They play them well. I mean, it doesn't have to be a word. It can be a sentence, but yeah. Man.
They're just, you know, I can't even put it into one word.
Right.
They're not... I look at them and I say, you know, they're not that good, but they are.
Well, you know, when you look at them individually, you can say, but you put them together as a team, the puzzle pieces fit together perfectly. Hey, we can get production out of this position today because we can play Andy Ibañez there.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, that's...
Jahan. I mean, he makes a horrible fielding play yesterday.
Right.
And then he gets the winning hit, right?
Yes. Yep.
And I don't look.
They're able to overcome that stuff.
We're going to talk about the fact that there are people who are already looking ahead to the World Series, and I think it's a little early for that.
Well,
quite honestly,
are there really that many people doing it?
It seems a lot of the fans are.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Hmm.
That and with SGA making to the NBA Finals thanks to a trade that took place, one of the worst trades in sports history, not just Detroit, because I mean, the Paul George SGA thing just. Did not work out.
No, well, it worked out for OKC.
Yes, it did. yes, it did.
Well, I'm guessing that the Knicks aren't so thrilled that they traded Obi Toppin to Indiana either.
Well, actually, the Knicks are more upset with that they did what the Pistons did. They passed on Halliburton for Obi Toppin, actually.
Mm-hmm.
That's a whole other thing.
Yes.
A lot of teams passed on
Halliburton. Gator, where do you stand on the fact that we're going to have a team from Florida play for the Stanley Cup for the 6th straight year?
They're a great team.
Yeah.
And I'm actually rooting for Edmonton. I love Edmonton. I want Connor McDavid to win because I think the best player in the world should get that reward. But so I'm rooting for Edmonton to finish off Dallas, and then I'll root for Edmonton in the rematch of last year's Stanley Cup Finals. And look,
they're like,
Florida's great. What Tkachuk is doing, Sam Bennett's doing, it's a great team.
They're like the old Edmonton team. Edmonton lost to the Islanders in the Stanley Cup Finals and then beat them the following year in the Stanley Cup Finals. So that could happen.
And 1-4 out of 5.
We could be rewriting history.
Mike and Mike, straight ahead. Have a great show. And Stay safe, everyone. Treat each other with respect. 97.1.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.